ABC Radio Australia.
Well, we are staying in the kingdom where the traffic may be flowing today in Nuku'alofa, but it was a different story several weeks ago, with long lines forming at service stations as Tonga's capital was rocked by a fuel shortage. While the issue may be solved for now, there's fears it's only a temporary fix, with an ongoing storage problem likely to cause more trouble. But as ABC's Whenau Whanua reports, there could be a silver lining to the country's fuel troubles.
Long queues of vehicles lining up to refuel at a petrol station. It's something Tongans have grown used to. Sporadic fuel shortages have led to petrol stations shutting their doors to customers, with only a handful staying open for business. Fuel shortages have occurred in the last 3 months, with many drivers forced to wait for hours.
I waited for more than 2 hours just to get enough petrol to last us a few days. It was extremely frustrating.
Tonga's Prime Minister Aisaka Eke urges the public to be patient and to be economical. He said an ongoing maintenance operation of the country's fuel depot was the cause of the sudden fuel shortages, and that a strategy plan to increase storage capacity and introduce electric vehicles was currently in place to avoid future disruptions. The fuel disruptions has the public frustrated.
It was learning to allocate time and resources and only go to places that were essential and no more going to unnecessary road trips.
The fuel shortages have also been a burden for businesses.
We affected by that, not run much during the day.
Reniti Dhamma is the owner of the Friendly Taxi Tours, a popular taxi company in Tonga. She's refused to increase taxi fees, taking a hit on revenue.
So now most of our colleagues at the airport try to fill up a tram to save their home before the run out of petrol.
But there's a silver lining to Tonga's fuel woes. In this 1980s video, a family rides via horseback in Nuku'alofa. During those times, walking and horse riding was the main form of transport in Tonga. But as Tongan's overseas diaspora grew, so did remittances and the importation of vehicles. According to the Ministry of Infrastructure, there were over 3,000 vehicles in Tonga in 2024. A conversation has been happening. Many complain there are too many vehicles and that people just need to walk more. Tonga's fuel crisis could just be the thing to drive the public towards healthier living, more affordable living, and a cleaner environment.
And that there is Whenau with that report.